Episode 78 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Hey, how you doing today? It's Saturday. Welcome to the weekend. Hey, just a heads up for those of you who may be listening with young ears around. In our reading from Leviticus chapter 18 today, God tells Moses the laws relating to certain forbidden sexual practices. I just thought you should know before we start. And in Mark chapter 2, Jesus calls a tax collector to follow him. Today we'll be reading from the God's Word translation. And before we get reading, I want to let you know that I'm not exactly sure when the next episode will be. Tomorrow, of course, is Sunday, so that's our regular day off. But Monday is when my son, Stephen, has his second surgery. We have to be at the hospital at 5 a.m., and the procedure could take as long as 10 hours. And then there will likely be several days in the hospital, so I don't know what kind of schedule we'll have because the hospital is just over 40 miles from home. Just know that I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. And in the meantime, your prayers are very much appreciated. And now, let's begin. Leviticus chapter 18. The Lord spoke to Moses. Tell the Israelites, I am the Lord your God. You used to live in Egypt. Don't live the way the Egyptians do. I am bringing you to Canaan. Don't live the way the Canaanites do. Never live by their standards. Follow my rules and live by my standards. I am the Lord your God. Live by my standards and obey my rules. You will have life through them. I am the Lord. Never have sexual intercourse with anyone related to you by blood. I am the Lord. Never have sexual intercourse with your mother. She is your own mother. Never have sexual intercourse with her. Never have sexual intercourse with your stepmother. She is related to you through your father. Never have sexual intercourse with your stepsister, whether she is your father's daughter or your mother's daughter. It makes no difference whether or not she was born in your house. Never have sexual intercourse with your granddaughter, whether she is your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, because she is related to you. Never have sexual intercourse with the daughter of your father and his wife. She is your own sister. Never have sexual intercourse with your father's sister. She is your paternal aunt. Never have sexual intercourse with your mother's sister. She is your maternal aunt. Never have sexual intercourse with the wife of your father's brother. She, too, is your aunt. Never have sexual intercourse with your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Never have sexual intercourse with her. Never have sexual intercourse with your sister-in-law. She is your brother's wife. Never have sexual intercourse with a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her granddaughter. They are related. Doing this is perverted. While your wife is living, never marry her sister as a rival wife and have sexual intercourse with her. Never have sexual intercourse with a woman while she is unclean during her monthly period. Never have sexual intercourse with your neighbor's wife and become unclean with her. Never give your children as sacrifices to the god Molech by burning them alive. If you do, you are dishonoring the name of your God. I am your God. Never have sexual intercourse with a man as with a woman. It is disgusting. Never have sexual intercourse with any animal and become unclean with it. A woman must never offer herself to an animal for sexual intercourse. It is unnatural. Do not become unclean in any of these ways. By these practices, all the nations which I am forcing out of your way have become unclean. The land has become unclean. I will punish it for its sins. The land will vomit out those who live in it. Live by my standards and obey my rules. Neither you nor any foreigner should ever do any of these disgusting things. The people of the land who were there before you did all these disgusting things. As a result, the land has become unclean. If you make the land unclean, it will vomit you out as it has vomited out the people who were there before you. Whoever does any of these disgusting things must be excluded from the people. So you must follow my instructions. Don't live by the standards of the people who lived there before you. What they do is disgusting. Never become unclean that way. I am the Lord your God. Mark chapter 2. Several days later, Jesus came back to Capernaum. The report went out that he was home. Many people had gathered. There was no room left, even in front of the door. Jesus was speaking God's word to them. Four men came to him carrying a paralyzed man. Since they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof over the place where Jesus was. Then they lowered the cot on which the paralyzed man was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Some experts in Moses' teachings were sitting there. They thought, "Why does he talk this way? He's dishonoring God. Who besides God can forgive sins?" At once, Jesus knew inwardly what they were thinking. He asked them, "Why do you have these thoughts? Is it easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your cot, and walk'? I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralyzed man, "I'm telling you to get up, pick up your cot, and go home." The man got up, immediately picked up his cot, and walked away while everyone watched. Everyone was amazed and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Jesus went to the seashore again. Large crowds came to him, and he taught them. When Jesus was leaving, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting in a tax office. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." So Levi got up and followed him. Later, Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house. Many tax collectors and sinners who were followers of Jesus were eating with him and his disciples. When the experts in Moses' teachings, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked the disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. Those who are sick do. I've come to call sinners, not people who think they have God's approval." John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came to Jesus and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the Pharisees' disciples fast, but your disciples don't?" Jesus replied, "Can wedding guests fast while the groom is still with them? As long as they have the groom with them, they cannot fast. But the time will come when the groom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast. No one patches an old coat with a new piece of cloth that will shrink. Otherwise, the new patch will shrink and rip away some of the old cloth, and the tear will become worse. People don't pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the wine will make the skins burst, and both the wine and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh skins." Once on a day of worship, Jesus was going through the grain fields. As the disciples walked along, they began to pick the heads of grain. The Pharisees asked him, "Look, why are your disciples doing something that is not permitted on the day of worship?" Jesus asked him, "Haven't you ever read what David did when he and his men were in need and were hungry? Haven't you ever read how he went into the house of God when Abiathar was chief priest and ate the bread of the presence? He had no right to eat those loaves. Only the priests have that right. Haven't you ever read how he also gave some of it to his men?" Then he added, "The day of worship was made for people, not people for the day of worship. For this reason, the Son of Man has authority over the day of worship." May God bless the reading of his word. So, until this point, the law concerning the various things talked about in Leviticus had not been codified or written down. But notice what God says to Moses at the end of this section. It says, "The people of the land who were there before you did all these disgusting things. As a result, the land has become unclean." The point is that it's not the law that makes these practices wrong. The law only points out that they were wrong in the first place. The people who practiced them suffered judgment because it was inherently wrong. And in Mark, we see the importance of having believing friends. Never minimize the importance of having godly friends, especially when you're down. If you're like me, when things are going badly, you have a tendency to want to withdraw from the world. Well, what would have been the fate of that paralyzed man if he had done that? As we see, his friends had great faith, which caused them to bring him to Jesus. When you feel hopeless, surround yourself with friends who can lift your case to the Savior.
don't withdraw. Just like the wolf who tries to separate the weak caribou from the herd, Satan loves to see us withdraw from believing friends when we're weak. Stay close to the group. Hang on to good friends, especially when you're feeling down. And by the way, that's what I'm doing here. Please pray for Stephen over the next few days. Pray for the entire Webb family. Lift us up to the Father. Pray that the doctor and the entire medical team at UCI Medical Center are particularly on their game Monday morning while Stephen is in surgery. I'd really appreciate it. And also, to help defray the huge medical bills, a company here in Southern California called Violent Gentlemen has designed a really cool t-shirt for Stephen's cause. All proceeds from the sales of this specific design will go towards the medical bills. If you're interested, go to stephenwebb.net/shirts and look at the design called Blood Paints a Path. And please note, the URL is stephenwebb.net/shirts, not .com, .net. In the story there with Violent Gentlemen and everything and the Blood Paints a Path, these guys are big ice hockey fans. So you'll see when you get to the website that everything is kind of around ice hockey. And Stephen and his girlfriend, Taryn, are huge Anaheim Ducks fans. So that's kind of how that whole thing ties together. Stephen and Taryn have kind of created a friendship with the Violent Gentlemen guys. And so they did this great thing and put together this t-shirt design for Stephen. So check it out, stephenwebb.net/shirts. If you want to keep up with what's going on with Stephen, I'll be posting updates on my Facebook wall. And my URL there at Facebook is facebook.com/steve.web. And of course, there's two B's in web. So until we see each other again, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.